Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Once again, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, it's no different. It's still the same. Please, especially for the new listeners, get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering the Word on tonight, so I'm asking all listeners once again, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word. We do always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight. And I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. You are so worthy to be praised no matter what's going on in this life, in this world, in this situation, and in this time. At this time, you are worthy to be praised because there is none like you in all the earth. You are the Most High God. Heavenly Father, we bless your name because you are not like man. You don't lie. You cannot lie. You cannot change. You don't change. You cannot fail. You never will fail. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands, and you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. So we just bless your name on tonight in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We know that we don't deserve it. We can never earn it. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy and your sufficient grace on tonight. We bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, again, because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will move by your Spirit over the airways. Should there be any listener that's not saved in your Son Jesus' name on tonight, I pray that something will be said through your word on tonight that will touch their hearts and their minds. It will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and seek Jesus Christ, and they will ask for forgiveness of their sins. And at the same time, they will also ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, so that once they're saved, that you will be able to reveal unto each one of them their own God purpose in the earth, so that they will only be able, that they will be able to walk in their God purpose. They will be able to live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Father, we continue to lift up the family of Congressman John Lewis. We lift up that entire family, and not only his family, but all those that are bereaved on tonight that have lost loved ones all over the land. We ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them. Continue to let them feel your peace, your joy. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land in their minds, spirits, and bodies. We know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders. So we know that you are our healer through your Son, Jesus Christ, through your Holy Spirit, through your word. We are standing on your word and your promises that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. And we declare and we decree that no weapon formed against your children, Heavenly Father, shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn in Jesus' name, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Heavenly Father, we pray now that your word will go forth with power on tonight. Help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, and that your word would not go out void, but it would accomplish everything that you set out for it to do over the airways on tonight, because you know who's going to be listening, and you know exactly what we all stand in need of. That's the kind of God you are. That's the kind of God we serve. We just love you on tonight. We thank you for always looking out for your people, your children. Heavenly Father, even when we're not looking out for ourselves, you are always looking out for us. So we just bless your name on tonight. So have your way on tonight, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless every listener on tonight, wherever they may be. You know who they are, and you know what they stand in need of, and you promise that you will grant us the desires of our hearts. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise in advance for what you are going to do. We thank you for what you are doing right now and for what you already have done in our lives as individuals, as an individual believer in Christ Jesus, your Son, and as a corporate body of believers, are touching and agreeing by faith that it's already done, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. It kind of ties in with the message for tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, don't give up on God. And so, again, that's a question behind that. Why? He promised never to leave nor forsake us, his children. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Don't give up on God. Why? Again, that's a question. He promised, God promised never to leave nor forsake us as his children. Tonight's message title is what to do when you really want to give up. Once again, tonight's message title, and I will be delivering the word very shortly. The message title, once again, for tonight is what to do when you really want to give up. In the main scripture, but that is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And it reads, verse 12 says, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have a different Bible, of course, it's going to read differently. But 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 reads as follows. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he, talking about God, is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. That's the main scripture for tonight. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. So we're going to go to our music break right now. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to get into this word on tonight. So again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can write down these scriptures and that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight and be blessed by the music selection on tonight. I pray that you be blessed by it because we are going to continue no matter what's going on in the world today. You know what? The God we serve, he is worthy to be praised. So that's why I am praying for the music break on tonight. Once again, I give you praise. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I love that song. I give you praise, and I can truly testify and say that. No matter what I'm going through, and I'm sure that you who are listening on tonight that are saved in Jesus' name, no matter what we're going through in life, even through our trials and tribulations, we know that through it all, God is still worthy to be praised for who he is. Once again, I would like to say, before I bring the words, I am so proud of our former president, Barack Obama, and also our other former presidents, Bill Clinton and President Bush. They did an excellent job, and also our House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. They all did an awesome job at the homegrown service of Congressman John Lewis on today. If you was able to watch even a part of that homegrown celebration, it was very fitting for Congressman John Lewis, the way he was sent off. He did an excellent job. His job is done. He ran his Christian race. He finished his course, and he kept the faith. So I just salute the late Congressman John Lewis, and for his job well done. I know that God is pleased with him, and every American citizen ought to be pleased with him too. I just want to say to the listeners on tonight, we too must continue to keep that family lifted up in prayer. And then, as they all stated at the end, please, whatever you do, it is so important, it's so vital that every able body get out and vote this coming November. It is vital that everyone get out and vote. If you have to vote by mail, don't let this opportunity pass. Don't let his living be in vain, Congressman John Lewis, who fought the good fight and kept the faith. So on that note, I just want to say that was a beautiful homegrown service, and former President Barack Obama did an excellent job presenting the eulogy for the late Congressman John Lewis on today. So I am so proud of all of our past presidents and also House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and all others that spoke very well. And the young man that the young, I think he was about 12 years old, a little young boy that spoke at the homegrown service. It was a beautiful celebration. So we know that God is glorified through the life of Congressman John Lewis, and his legacy will continue to live on. So he's gone, but he will never be forgotten, and his work is not in vain. So once again, I am ready to deliver God's word on tonight. And I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. Again, I've read for you the main scripture, which is found in 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, verse 12. And I'm going to read it again if someone tuned in late. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 12 reads as follows, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed." I like that. "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he," talking about God, "is able," I'm going to put it this way, "he's well able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." That's the main scripture for today's lesson. So as we move forward in today's lesson, again, the message title is "What to Do When You Really Want to Give Up." As we continue on with this scripture, I'm going to go ahead and read from 2 Timothy. I'm going to go down to the 13th, and I'm going to read the 13th and the 14th verse also. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now I'm going to be reading verse 12, 13, and 14. And verse 13 says, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me. Do it in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Verse number 14 says, "That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit, which is the same, which is one, the Holy Ghost, or some people say Holy Spirit, "which dwelleth," or "which lives in us." In other words, in every saved believer in Jesus Christ. Once again, verse 14, "That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost," or Holy Spirit, "which dwelleth," or "lives in us." Every saved believer, and I'm paraphrasing right there, and every saved believer in Christ Jesus. Now in 2 Timothy, that was 1 Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Again, 2 Timothy, we just read from 1 Timothy. Now we're going to look over in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to be faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Verse 3 says, thou, therefore, endure hardness. And I'm going to paraphrase. It says, endure hardness. And I'm adding right here, trials and tribulations of this life. In other words, he says, endure these things, these hardness, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Yes, as Christians, even today, I'm included myself, that there are many times, again, me, I am included, as well as you, the listeners on tonight, my sister, my brother in Christ. We know that there are many times when we felt like God was far away from us, or we felt like he didn't hear our prayer, because seemingly to us, the more we prayed, the worse things seemed to get. And that's a fact. We just being honest. Sometimes we feel like God didn't hear our prayer, or sometimes we feel like, where are you, God? Why am I still going through these hard times, these trials and tribulations and tests? When is it going to end? So to you, my sister, to my brother in Christ Jesus, as well as to myself, as a reminder, these are the times when we must reactivate our faith in God. Again, when we feel like God has forgotten about us, and we have prayed and prayed and prayed and it seems like there's no change coming about to make things better for us, these are the times when we must, I emphasize must, we must reactivate our faith in God. And then we must remember his faithful promise to us, his children. These, and there is, there is an old gospel hymn which I love to hear and I love to pray. This old gospel hymn, I'm sure some of you seasoned saints that are listening on tonight, you may be in agreement with me on tonight as we talk about this old gospel hymn. I still hold on to this gospel hymn just like my mother did, just like many other saints of old who are now resting in the Lord, who have made their transitions and they are awaiting our appearing to be with the Lord along with them. But these other saints, they was in agreement with this song that I'm about to talk about that I truly hold dearly to my heart. And the song title is, It Is Well With My Soul, which reminds us, and the song, and this is how the song goes. For those of you that may not know the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, and for those of you that are seasoned saints that know this hymn, and for the new babes in Christ that may never have heard this hymn before, that's why I'm going to stress the meaning of the, I'm going to read to you the words of this song from verse 1 through verse 4, because it all ties in with this message for tonight. So the song goes like this, and the title again is, It Is Well With My Soul. Again, it reminds us, when peace, verse 1 says, when peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou, God, Jesus, has taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And verse 2 says, thou, Satan, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. I'm going to say that again, verse number 2, again. Though Satan should buffet, he's going to try you. He's going to try me. He's going to try to throw us off track. He's going to try to throw doubt and fear in our hearts and in our minds that God is not who he says he is. He's not going to do what he says he's going to do. He's not going to hear your prayer. He's not going to answer your prayer. So why are you going through that? He's not going to hear you. But verse 2 says of this song, It Is Well With My Soul, tells us and reminds us, though Satan should buff it, and he's going to do that. That's a part of his job, and he's on his job. Though Satan should buff it, though trials should come, and yes, they will come. The Word of God tells us that in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations. The song goes on to continue to say, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. Verse number 3 says, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious, though my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. Again, it is well with my soul. And then verse 4 says, and the Lord haste the day when the faith shall be sigh, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. That's a personal song. You got to make that song personal, and I do. So on that note, every Christian, every saint, every believer in Jesus Christ need to stand on the words of this song. When you really feel like you want to give up and you want to throw in the towel, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to throw in the towel and not continue to stand on your faith. And he don't want you to continue to trust in God and his word and his faithfulness to you, which tells us we can cast our cares upon our cares of this world. That's what the word of God is letting us know. We can cast all of our cares, even the cares of this world, we can cast our cares of this world and this life upon him, upon Jesus Christ, because he still has and he still proves to each and every one of us every day how much he really cares for us. Don't you remember? Don't you see how much he cares for you? Even though we falter, even though we sin, when we confess our sins and we mean it from our hearts, that's what we have to do, because we should all be praying constantly and daily, asking God to forgive us of our sins, because sometimes we do things out of commission or out of omission, or we do it unknowingly. But that's why we thank God for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that when we do sin, we can go to Jesus Christ. We can go to God through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins. And he will forgive us. And he will throw our sins into the sea of forgetfulness if they have never occurred. What a mighty God we serve. So what should we do when we really want to give up? And that's a good question. What should you do, my sister? What should you do, my brother? This even applies to me. So that's why I say, what should we do when we really want to give up? We need to stand on God's word, just like Jesus did. And like Jesus reminds us, and he reminds the enemy, he reminds, remember when he, when Jesus was tempted by Satan, after he had fasted, he had gone through, but for 40 days, Jesus had not eaten, and the enemy, Satan, he knew that Jesus was hungry, and he tried to tempt Jesus. But Jesus reminded Satan, and that's what we have to do, remind Satan that it is written. And then I want to add here, because of what we're talking about on tonight, when we really want to give up, we must remember, not only is it written, but then here is something else that is written and recorded in God's word that we need to all remember. Remember what he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. No matter what you're going through, no matter what I go through, I have to be reminded to, sometimes we have to use our mouth, our memory, and then we have to open our mouth and repeat it. And this is what it says in this scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I, make it personal, I can do all things, not some things, but I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's for you, my sister, you, my brother, who feel like giving up and feel like throwing in the towel. Remember Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and say it out loud so that the enemy can hear you say it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Then also, we must remember what 1 John says. In the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, again, 1 John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, which is Jesus. Jesus is the living word. Verse 2 says, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Verse number 3 says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye, that you and I, I'm paraphrasing, that you and I also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4 says, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Praise the Lord. I like that. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So those prophets, those disciples, those that were walking with Jesus before us, they, those that have written these scriptures that was inspired by God to write these scriptures, that's what they're telling you, my sister, and you, my brother. They're telling us that they wrote these things for us, for our benefit, so that our joy may be full. Then verse number 5 says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I have to read that again. Verse number 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. So that's what those that was inspired by the Holy Spirit, by God, to write into the scriptures for our benefit. This is what they're saying to us. This then is the message. This is the message which they are giving unto us. They are leaving these messages through the Holy Spirit, through the scriptures for us. This then is the message which we have heard of him. See, they heard the message of Jesus Christ too. And then they turn around and they say, we're declaring unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, when we truly apply these scriptures in our own lives, you, my sister, you, my brother, whenever we apply these scriptures in our life, we will know what to do when we really want to give up on God and life. Continue to remember how faithful he has been and is to you even now. Again, when you feel like throwing in the towel, when you feel like giving up, and that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do, that's what he wants me to do, we must remember God's word. We must remember his promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he also told us that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. There's a song that says, we are our Heavenly Father's children, and he knows just how much we can bear. So at that same time, we must, while we feel like we want to give up on God and throw in the towel, we must, again, remember how faithful he has been and how faithful he is to us even now, declaring, not my will. That's what you and I should be praying to God. just like Jesus did when he was in Gethsemane praying to God when he knew that his time was limited and he knew that he was about to go to the cross to pay our sin debt on the cross with his own precious and sinless blood. That's what Jesus prayed. So he's our good example, our prime example of how to pray and what to say to God when we're praying. Don't you remember what Jesus said? He said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. So that's what you and I, as sisters and brothers in Christ, that's what we must do. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hard life may seem, no matter how many trials and tests and tribulations we go through and experience in this life, when we pray, we must mean it from our hearts, because I'm so grateful that God is not like man. He's searching your heart and my heart. He knows who's for real and who's not. So don't try to play games with God. He's no one to play games with. So when we feel like God has given up on us and have not heard our prayer, we must faithfully and sincerely pray, again, just like Jesus did, declaring, not my will, but your will, Heavenly Father, be done in and through me. So we got to make it personal, just like Jesus did. And we got to do it. Say, Heavenly Father, your will be done in me and through me for your glory in the name of Jesus. And then watch God move again on your behalf. So, again, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to give up on God. But guess what? God has not given up on you. So why would you give up on God? That's a trick of the enemy. So don't be bamboozled by the enemy, because he would use people. Yes, he will. I'm sure you have some people in your own family, people that are supposed to be your friends. They would even allow the enemy to use them to try to get you off track. And then they would also try to remind you, I've heard you praying. I see what you're going through. I see all the sickness in your family. I see all the time that you was in the hospital, and you still praying to God, and nothing has changed in your life. You're not getting any better. Things in your family life is not getting any better. Things on your job is not getting any better. All you do is complain. But you're still praying to God, asking him to change things for the better, for your sake. So, yes, the enemy would use people. So that's why when we see the enemy at work, we know that he uses people, just like God uses people. So the enemy has no respect to a person. God has no respect to a person. But when we are being tested and going through trials and tribulations, and when we have so-called friends and people in our own family that tell us, you might as well stop that praying because God's not hearing you. You're in the same situation you was in now like you was 10 years ago, and nothing has changed for you, and you're still praying that same prayer. So you might as well stop, give up. So that's what the message title is tonight, what to do when you really want to give up. Again, it goes back to our spiritual food for thought for tonight, and it kind of ties in with that. And again, the spiritual food for thought reminds us, don't give up on God. And it's in the form of a question, why? God promised, he promised never to forsake his children. And again, God is a promise keeper. He is a faithful God. He don't forget. He don't change his mind. So I'm so glad that God is not like man. He's a faithful God. When he says that he's going to do something, it may not be in our timing, but it's all about his timing. So we have to trust the process. We must trust God's process. We must trust God's timing, because he knows what's best for you and me. Sometimes we think we know what's best, but when we have to learn how to turn it over to the Lord. And then when we turn it over to the Lord, then we need to take our hands off of it so that he can get to work on our behalf. Because as long as we're trying to fix it and we're trying to figure it out, then we don't give God anything to work with. Even when we feel like we want to give up and throw in the towel, again, that's a trick of the enemy. That's exactly what he wants you to do. He wants you to give up. He wants you to throw in the towel and stop trusting God. So that's what we cannot do. Don't give the enemy the victory. The victory belongs to Jesus, because when Jesus rose from the dead, he rose from the dead with all power in his hand, even the victory over death held in the grave. He came out of that grave with all of our sicknesses, all of our hang-ups and everything that's not like God. Guess what? They were nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. Everything that's not like God, pertaining that we deal with in our individual lives, even as Christians, all of these things were nailed to the cross when Jesus was nailed to the cross. And guess what? When Jesus rose that third day morning with all power in his hands, with the victory, total victory, don't you know that by us being King's kids, we're joined as with Jesus Christ, that we have the victory too? So we have to declare that. We have to stand on that. We have to believe it. And we don't let doubt and fear come into our hearts and our minds. And don't let it come out of your mouth, because that's another trick of the enemy. He wants you to doubt God. He wants you to doubt God's word, that he's not a promise keeper. But we know different. Those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, that have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that have a relationship with God the Father, and stand on his word in faith. That's what we got to do. It takes faith that pleases God. Faith, again, pleases God, and our faith moves the hand of God on our behalf. So even when we feel like giving up, we feel like throwing in the towel, we must remember we can pray that same prayer that Jesus prayed right before he went to the cross. He prayed the prayer, "Not my will, but thy will be done." So that's the same prayer that we must pray. Again, I thank God for being our perfect example of how to pray and what to say to God when we're praying. Because, again, God is not like man. He is searching your heart. He's searching my heart. He knows who's for real and who's not. So God is not a genie or a magician. So don't try to play tricks with God. He's not the one to play games with. He truly understands what we're going through. Again, he promised. Again, he's a promise keeper. He promised in his word that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And we can cast all of our cares upon him, because he cares for us. And that's why I love this song that I quoted to you tonight. The song, again, the old gospel hymn, "It is well with my soul." No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, the song says, "It is well with my soul." Can you say that on tonight, my sister, my brother in Christ? Can you say that it is well with your soul? I can. And I'm so glad that I've learned how to be able to say that. There was a time when I couldn't say that, "It is well with my soul," while going through trials and tribulations in this life. I couldn't say that. But now I can. And I can say it with blessed assurance, without a doubt, that I know that no matter what I'm going through, no matter what it looks like, it is well with my soul, because I know God is in control. I know that God has me, and he has my best interest at heart, in his heart, and he wants the best for us. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for me, so that through our lives, we can give him glory, honor, and praise, and that even through our good works, while we're going through our life's trials and tribulations, that men may see our good works, and they would glorify God the Father in heaven. So when you feel like you want to give up, and you feel like you want to throw in the towel and give in and just forget all about God and his promises, remember the song says, "It is well with my soul." Yes, yes, yes. You have to repeat it sometimes over and over and over again. "It is well with my soul." No matter what it looks like, no matter what I'm going through, I got to go back and re-stress a part of this song, because I think that someone else really needs to hear, again, at least that first verse of the song, "It is well with my soul," because it is so important that we, as Christians, don't throw in the towel. We don't bow down to the enemy. And we don't give up on God, because, again, he won't give up on you. He won't give up on me. Aren't you glad tonight that God will never give up on us? He promised. Again, he would never leave us nor forsake us. So The first verse, and I'm just going to reset the first verse of that song. It is well with my soul. Someone needs to hear this. You may have tuned in late and you may not get it. So I'm going to repeat the very first verse of the song. I'm not going to repeat all of it again, but I'm going to repeat the first verse of the song. It is well with my soul. So it says, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Yes, your trials, your tests may be different than someone else's. We are not all going through the same tests and trials in this life. So whatever you're going through on tonight, you got to continue to trust God. Stand on his word, just like Jesus did when he told the enemy, Satan, when he tried to tempt Jesus. He said, it is written. Again, we got to remember God's word. And we got to, you know, we got to remember God's word. And we got to remind the enemy that it is already written. And this is what I kind of quote this all the time for myself. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So, as my sisters and my brothers in Christ, that's why it's so important that we know God's word so we can encourage one another in God's word. Because there are times when we do feel like giving up. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how long you've been saved in Jesus' name. Yeah, sometimes life situations can get so heavy on us and that we do feel like throwing in a towel. We do feel like giving up. Again, that's another trick of the enemy. Don't do it. Continue to stand on God's word. Continue to stand on God's word. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things, not some things, all things through Christ. I can't do it of myself, but I can do it through Christ Jesus because he is my strength. Even my joy, my peace, even while I'm going through my trials and my tests, and tribulations of this life and this world. See, we are in this world, but we are not of this world because we have another home that's not built and not made with hands. So, and that's the home that Jesus Christ himself said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. That's why I am, that you may be also. He's coming again. So you tonight, and you know that you have not confessed with your own mouth and you have not asked Jesus Christ to come to your heart and save you. You need to do that, and this is your opportunity. You can do it even now while this broadcast is still going forth. God hears you. He will hear you. If you open your mouth and mean it sincerely, that's exactly what he wants to do, because it is not God's desire that any souls be lost. It's not my desire to know that souls are being lost, because we do know that souls are being lost every day. Some people are taking their gifts and their talents to the grave, which will not give God any glory. So don't be like that. You don't want to be one of those that God has anointed you and blessed you and appointed you with gifts and talents that will give him glory while you're living in the earth, that you fail to use those gifts and those talents for God's glory. So you choose to throw in the towel. You choose to doubt God and his word because of what somebody said about you. What do the word of God say about you? Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? So when you really want to give up, you feel like throwing in the towel because things are not going the way you think they should go, you got to remember it is all about God's timing, and it's a process. And we must trust God's timing and his process. We must do it in faith because he knows what's best for us. Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. You're not so powerful. Your title, your position in life is not that great or grand that you think you have it all together. And you don't need God, but yes, you do. No matter what position you hold in life, no matter what title you have, you need Jesus. You need God in your life, and he wants to be a part of your life. Because without him, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ. Again, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So whenever you get to that point in your life that you want to really just give up on God, you want to give up on life, remember his word. Again, the main scripture for tonight was found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. So I pray that something has been said on tonight. And I'm, for some reason, I need to read that again for someone on tonight that did not hear that, that scripture that we read. You may not have your Bible. But chapter 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, I'm going to read it again. It says, "For this, for the cause which I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed." See, you cannot, and I, we cannot be ashamed of God. We cannot, and we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For I know, this goes on to say, this verse goes on to say, I was paraphrasing right there, but it goes on to say, "For I know," see, you got to know, "in whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he," talking about God, "he is able," I always like to put in this word, "he's well able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He is worthy to be praised. So don't give up on God. Guess why? He will never give up on you. He is a promise keeper. He said, "I would never leave you nor forsake you." See, people will forget about you. They will promise you that they're going to be with you through thick and thin. But when things start getting thick in your life, they will start spinning out on you. They will start disappearing. And you turn around and you look, they are nowhere to be found. But you can always call upon the name of Jesus because he's always there. He's always have an attentive ear listening. He hears the prayers of his people, his children, his saints. Aren't you glad we serve a God? He's not like an idol God that cannot answer or hear your prayer. We serve the Most High God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, the Creator of all mankind, heaven and earth. That's the God we serve. If you are truly saved in Jesus' name on tonight, knowing that Jesus Christ is God's Son, his only begotten, beloved Son, in whom Jesus, God said, as he came out of the water after being baptized, the dove came. God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Don't you want to hear God say that to you? "Well done, my good and faithful servant. I am pleased with you. I'm pleased with the way you lived your life on earth. You was a good example. You kept the faith. You fought a good fight all the way to the end. You finished your course, and you completed your assignment on earth." So, and again, I'm going to, that reminds me of, as I was doing the opening prayer regarding Congressman John Lewis. And I'm sure that's what the Lord said unto him, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You fought the good fight. You kept the faith. Now enter thou into the joy of the Lord." So that's what we want to hear God say unto us. So when we feel like we want to give up on God, and when we feel like we want to throw in the towel because things are not going our way, just remember these words that we have spoken through these scriptures on tonight. And if you did not get all of the scriptures, you can always go back to the website and pull up tonight's message. The website is blogtalkradio.com/servants, that's with an S on the end, servants, ambassadors, vessels. And you can rehear this entire message all over again, and then you can also share it with your family and friends and neighbors, even your coworkers, whoever that God leads you to let them know about this ministry and this worldwide platform so they can be blessed as well. So on that note, we're going to close off for tonight. I pray that something has been said in your hearing that has been a blessing to you on tonight. So we want to remember, don't give up on God because he will never give up on you. So when you feel like throwing it in the towel, you got to remember God has a perfect track record. And again, he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So remember his word, just like Jesus did when he told the enemy, Satan, "It is written." It's already written. It's written in God's word. "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And then we got to remember God's word when he tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So when you really want to give up on God, or you want to give up on life and throw in the towel, remember those words. Remember those scriptures that we just gave to you on tonight. That they will give you strength. They will remove that doubt and fear and unbelief from you. And they will put you back on the right track. Because God is a promise keeper. He is a faithful God. He don't forget. Again, he said that you can cast, we can cast all of our cares upon him. Not some of them, but all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. And then we got to remember the song that we quoted in this message on tonight, the old gospel hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." No matter what I'm going through, no matter what it looks like, through it all, I'm still going to trust God because it is well with my soul. Well, that's the message for tonight. I pray that you have received this word on tonight. I pray that it was a blessing to the listeners on tonight. And right now, I just want to say, remember to tune in this coming Saturday night. You're going to be blessed by another word from the Lord through our man of God, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night, starting at 8 o'clock p.m. So you want to tune in and hear what God said the Lord through him on this coming Saturday night. So once again, I just want to ask the listeners on tonight, continue to keep Congressman John Lewis's family lifted up in prayer. Again, I am so grateful to our past president, Barack Obama, past president Bill Clinton, and past president Bush, and also House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and all those, the young man that spoke on today at the homegoing service for Congressman John Lewis, they all did an outstanding job. That was a homegoing service, and beyond, I can't even, the words, I can't even come up with the words for it. But as they were saying in their speeches and in their messages, whatever you do, don't allow anything to stop you from getting out and vote. If you have to vote by mail, this is very critical that every able-bodied, if you're of age and you're able to vote, if you have to vote by mail, and that was one of John Lewis's last requests to all American citizens, make sure you get out and vote. It is vital, it is critical that every person get out and vote, that there be change in the world, that God will be glorified. So we want to thank God for the legacy and the life of Congressman John Lewis, and his living is not in vain. So we know that he's now resting in the arms of the Lord, and his job is well done here on earth. So I just want everyone to continue to lift up, keep his family lifted up in prayer, lifted up in prayer, not only his family, but all those that are dealing with bereavement. Keep them up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, minds, and spirits. God knows who they are and where they are. So we want to continue to lift them up in prayer that God would heal them, because we do know that God is still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even in today's time, for his glory. So we're going to close out in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the living word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your promises, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that you are a promise keeper. You're a faithful God. So we just love you. No matter what we're going through in this life, no matter how many trials and tests and tribulations that we have to go through, help us to stand on your word. Help us to always remember that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So we give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight, again, for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, even though we don't deserve it. We bless your name tonight because you are worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the Most High God. So we love you, we bless your name, and we ask that you continue to bless your people all over the land. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would bless and continue to bless all those that faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. that you will be glorified through them is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. I pray that you have been blessed by it. And until this coming Saturday night, remember that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until then, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Good night.
You clean me up.
You.